Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Collinsworth, and he's going to be on the call for the Ravens and the Browns coming up on Sunday Night Football. Of course, also majority owner of Pro Football Focus, and he joins us right now. Glad to have him here. Chris Collinsworth on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good evening, Chris. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. What's happening? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got Cleveland. We've got Baltimore coming up on Sunday night. Cleveland kind of trending one way. Baltimore kind of trending another way. Browns are desperate for a W, and this could be their postseason hanging in the balance. What do you make of the Browns' struggles here recently?
It's bizarre, kind of, right? I mean, it really is. Baker has been so hot at times, and, you know, then he gets in some bad weather, and he made great throws in that game last week, and then he had some that looked like just got away from him. So it's hard to know, you know, is he in pain? It's hard to know, is it impacting him a little bit? But there were really good high-end throws, so I don't think there's anything that's physically an issue. That, you know, the other part of it is you trade off Odell, and okay, but whether he was a one or a two receiver or whatever, but early in this game, you could really see that he was locked in on Jarvis Landry, and almost to the point where he was like, okay, who is going to be that other guy to make some plays. And then I thought it was kind of interesting that this Jamarcus Bradley started making some plays, and they had him in, you know, at the end blocking and making some key plays with that as well. So it's this way everywhere we go in the league. I mean, Pittsburgh put out a defense the other day that I guarantee in their wildest dreams they never would have believed was ever going to play together in the National Football League. So it's really survival. It's trying to get your team back together. It's trying to get healthy at the right time and make a run like Tampa did last year.
Chris, how big do you think it is for the Browns to get back Kareem Hunt this weekend, to have that 1-2 punch in the backfield with Nick Chubb?
I do. Yeah, I mean, Nick Chubb is really, really special. I mean, he's a tremendous player. But I would say he's a little bit more of a pure runner, where Kareem Hunt's probably a little bit of a hybrid guy, and sometimes that can be really frustrating. I tell you, D'Ernest Johnson earned my respect in this game. He not only has he had some big games before when you guys really needed it, but he was, you know, he's a legit runner. Felton can add an element to the passing game as well. But Kareem Hunt's just different. He is a he's a big play guy. He's a guy who could conceivably lead the league in rushing if given all the opportunities and all the plays that are possible for him, with his speed, with his size, with his quickness, with his hands. There's some really good things that are going on there. I really look for them in this game, though. I think they'll try to take away Landry as best they can. And then it's up to Baker to really come up with that next option. You know, maybe it's Austin Hooper, maybe it's Njoku. I'm not positive who it's going to be, but somebody really needs to establish themselves as that number two.
Chris Collinsworth joining us. He'll be on the call Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Browns taking on the Baltimore Ravens. As we look at Baltimore, Chris, you know, here beginning of the year, preseason, they go through all the injuries. The running back room is basically decimated. Lamar Jackson had issues with COVID and didn't really have a whole lot of time with the offensive line and some of those new faces. They come out of the gate, they play great. And how much of that is just strictly, hey, you know what, it's a culture, obviously something the Browns are trying to establish here in Cleveland. We thought they had it last year. How much of that is just simply a culture that has been built, and that's just how they roll, even despite adversity?
Well, the funny thing about it is the Baltimore Ravens also could have easily been about 4-6 or whatever at this point in the season.
Yep.
You know, we were joking the other day, if the NFL played games for 59 minutes, what would the Ravens' record be? I'm not sure it would be over 500, you know. So it's like that everywhere you go. I mean, Tennessee getting beat the way that they did this past weekend by Houston. Who would have ever, you know, figured that one out? We saw Buffalo go down and get beat by Jacksonville. The Bengals were hot. They go to New York and get blown out by the Jets and then the Browns. And so it's really hard to put your finger on anything in this league this year other than nobody's a lock. Nobody. And it's never been like that. And I think that it's really going to be about who gets hot. You know, who gets healthy, who gets hot. And I think really there's probably 10 teams in the AFC that it would not stun me if they went on a roll and all of a sudden they're sitting there playing in the AFC championship game. I just think it's that kind of year this year.
Chris Collinsworth is with us on the hotline. Chris, you know, one thing we've talked about on this show and throughout the last couple of weeks is, you know, should the Browns put Baker down for a little bit here, let him rest up the injuries that he has. Case Keenum's being paid $7 million to basically be one of the better backups in the league. At what point do you consider that? I mean, obviously the last game against the Lions, he's limping around. You know, he's talked about how it's affected his throwing mechanics and all that stuff. Do you think that Keenum would give the Browns a better chance right now?
I really can't answer that question. You know, that's the hard part.
Right.
As fans, as broadcasters, nobody can answer that question but Baker. For three quarters of the game, I really didn't see that many signs that he had. Now, I know his left shoulder's bad, and then he took a huge hit on his right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then when one time he was sprinting out to his left, and you could definitely see him limping on his whichever leg it was. I know there's stuff there. But I also know as a quarterback, there are times that you just have to keep playing, you know, and you don't want to get Wally Pipped out there. You don't want to have your backup come in there and take over and have a big game, because to some extent, was that a fair test of Baker Mayfield in the slosh of that game last week? And I think Baker would probably say, you know, there aren't many people that wouldn't have thrown a few bad throws and that stuff, you know, it's just one of those kinds of days. So I hear you. I know what you're saying. I'm debating it myself, whether or not it's the right thing for Case Keenum to get a week and allow Baker some time to be off.
Especially because they got the bye coming up after this Ravens game, you know?
I think if it weren't the Ravens, maybe the answer would be yes. But if it is the Ravens and you might have to beat them twice in order to win the division, you know, I'd sure want to take a shot after watching what he was able to do in Pittsburgh during that playoff game last year, a game that we got to call. So you know it's in there. But I can't answer the question of how he feels. You know, that's and either probably can the coaches. You know, at some point as a teammate, you go, I'm good to go and I should be playing, or I don't want to let my ego get in the way of this thing and I'm hurting too much to help the team. And if I had 2 weeks off, maybe we could go on that stretch run, because I'm not sure it's going to matter this year if you are a division winner or coming out of the wild card. There's only going to be one team that gets a bye week anyway. So are we going to see another team like Tampa that goes on the road all the way through to the Super Bowl? I think it's entirely possible.
Chris, you're well aware of the Browns' struggles to find that quarterback and to finally be able to, you know, hitch your wagon to him and say, that's our guy. I think many of us felt that Baker was that guy last year. Now I'm sure you're aware there's a lot of division. Fans are kind of split right down the middle. One thing that I hear a lot with these QBs, the franchise QBs, whether it be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes as well, they can put the team on their back and carry them to victory. And I feel like that's a misnomer because, look, Josh Allen and the Bills are struggling with no running game. Patrick Mahomes struggles with, you know, guys on the offensive line banged up or lack of a running game. So what is that job? What does that franchise quarterback truly mean in your mind?
I think to some extent it's about winning a handful of games that you didn't think you were going to win. Because when you get in the huddle, and I think Lamar has reestablished that a little bit this year. You know, the knock on him forever was that he couldn't pass their way out of a deficit. And then he had multiple games this year where they came back. You know, they were Lazarus. They were gone. They were out of it. And I think the feeling on Lamar has really changed now within his team and within and with his teammates. And for Baker Mayfield, you thought that playoff game last year was going to be that one as well. Now, I can't imagine what it's like to play in the NFL with whatever is the matter with his shoulder and whatever is the matter with his knee, and I think it's his hip or something. You know, there's a laundry list of things that are wrong. I do know that I've played in games where I couldn't break to the right on a route. And my coach, Sam White, said, all right, we'll just call all plays going to the left for you. And that's kind of what the NFL is. It's kind of make it up as you go and get creative and, okay, I can't throw going to my left, so let's play action to my right. But the players in that locker room are watching too. And I think for Baker, he knows that wasn't his best effort on that last game. And he also knows that the Ravens are a big blitz team. And they're a team that's going to afford a few opportunities for big hits and big strikes down the field. And that kind of fits into Baker's, you know, the way that he wants to play. So then the question is there somebody out there on this team right now ready to make those kinds of plays for him other than Jarvis Landry? And that's what we're going to have to wait and see. You know, that big plays happen some from the quarterback, but a lot of it comes from the wide receivers who have the ability to get open too.
So when you've seen Baker healthy, in your mind, Chris, is he capable of leading the Browns where they need to go, where they want to go?
I mean, you guys saw the Pittsburgh playoff game.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we've all seen it out of them. That's what's interesting about this run. And you wonder, sometimes I wonder if the contract plays into it, you know, that everybody's talking about Lamar and Baker and the $40 million contracts and all that kind of stuff. A, does it add pressure to the situation? B, does it make him more inclined to feel like he has to go play and prove a point or whatever the case may be? But the debate that you're having in Cleveland is a real one. I mean, I'm sure it's going on within the team right now too, as far as in the organization going, okay, we've seen all the body of work. We know Baker is our best quarterback. Are we doing our team a disservice if he physically can't perform at that level? And, you know, then it's a sliding scale. It's how much, you know, if Baker's clearly the number one, but he's diminished, and Case is how far below Baker is Case, you know, and if for 1 week, does he give him a chance? Does 1 week against the team that likes the blitz and the, you know, escapability of a Case Keenum, would that come into play? I mean, that's the reason those coaches get the big bucks, man. They got to decide. And then don't underestimate the personality part of all this. Don't underestimate the you can't do that to me kind of thing. I'm giving you everything I've got, and that's the way it goes. My rookie year, Kenny Anderson came out in Cincinnati, threw three, whatever. We were behind 21-0 in the first quarter. He threw nothing but interceptions, got benched. A guy named Turk Schoner came in, led us all the way back. We won 27-21. And Kenny Anderson literally almost had to go fight Forrest Gregg to get his job back the next week. He did. They gave him the job, and he goes to New York. We win the game. We go on and get beat in the Super Bowl that year, and he wins the MVP. So football is a funny thing. You know, it's a funny beast. And I'm sure Baker is saying, look, a year ago, we were coming back from Pittsburgh, and I was the greatest thing that ever hit Cleveland, and maybe other than LeBron. Anyway, it's a long list. I don't want to start down this rabbit hole, but you know, it's, you know what I mean? And I'm sure in his mind, you don't get to be a quarterback in the NFL if you don't have that kind of ego that yep. says, you know, whether I'm full speed or half speed, I still give the Browns the best chance to win this game. And I don't want my game judged on a sloshy field with a wet football that slipped out of my hands a couple of times, you know, a week ago.
All right, final thing before we let you go. There's been a lot of, or expected to be a lot of movement at the college ranks. Your alma mater, Florida. Where do you think they're going? Where should they go as far as that head coaching search?
I have no idea. The guy that I really have a lot of respect for is Luke Fickell in Cincinnati. I think he's a special guy. He reminds me of Vrabel a little bit in Tennessee. It's like the minute you walk in, he's a big, powerful looking guy, and you know, you walk in with Vrabel and you go, all right, I may have to fight my way out of here. You know, who knows? I can't remember what I said about him. I hope it wasn't too bad. But you know, I think that Fickell has a little bit of that same quality to him, in a presence. You know, he's not a used car salesman, he's not a shuckster, he's not a comedian, he's not any of those things. But can he command the room for in a football setting? I think he's proven that he can. So I'm not sure where he ends up, but I think it's going to be one of the significant ones.
Chris, looking forward to your call of the Browns-Ravens this Sunday night on NBC Sports. You're going to be alongside Mike Tirico for that. And we appreciate your time as always. Keep up the good work. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chico, Dustin. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.